This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
It's that time of the morning when we chat to the man himself. And it's the first one of the year, Tariana, as well. So
yes.
It's good to be able to chat to him as well again. Clancy Overells from the Batuta Advocate. Good morning.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Mate, it's a pleasure. You sound exactly the same as 2021. Nothing, not much has changed, obviously. Still a lot of reporting from out there at Batuta Heights.
Yeah, it's getting a bit busier. It is getting a bit busier. We've got a lot going on. We've got elections coming up. To be fair, February's the worst month, and you'd know this as well, Gerard. It's just the worst month for sport.
Yeah.
Once the cricket wraps up, there's not much. We had the tennis, and then that's it. So we're waiting for the All-Stars from here.
Oh, you thought you were talking about the worst part because there's always scandals that come out on February.
Well, yes, I mean, of course. I mean, but not even that's happening. So we don't have much to report on in the sports, but we do have a lot to report on in other parts of the news cycle,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, they've been put on short leashes, the boys, this year, that's for sure, in the NRL. Mate, let's kick it off. Choose not a life of imitation. The terms blood, sugar, and sex and magic are completely lost in Batuta Heights, man. Wearing his Converse, high tops, you could call
high
them.
High top Converse. It happened in the main street of Batuta the other day. We realised there was a middle-aged man, I'm going to say Gen X, Generation X, you know, of the MTV generation, I believe they used to be called.
Oh, yes, yes.
He was spotted wearing his own... his white, you know, white flame coloured high top Converse in the main street.
Jeez.
But apparently, he wasn't even addicted to the shindig, which is obviously a prerequisite for
wearing
the high top.
Very much so.
You have to be addicted. You can't stop. You're addicted to the shindig. So yeah, that was met with a little bit of backlash in town, and he was. He did apologise, but he's not going to stop wearing his high top Converse. He did argue that it wasn't just Red Hot Chili Pepper fans that wear the high top Converse. He says actually back in the day basketballers did too.
They did, like Mike, MJ, the man himself.
Yep.
Before he took on billions of dollars. Yeah, they did. They did, mate. They did. well, that's some great news out of there, mate. Got another one for you, just a quick one. A bit of two blokes got into a bit of a blue after their little red car broke down on Development Road today. After a silly man in his scarf told a bloke he didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, there was a Birdsville Development Road. It happened earlier this morning. We had it in the traffic report earlier on Desert Rock FM out here in the Channel Country. But there was a broken down vehicle blocking off one of the off ramps to the Diamantina deviation, and it actually, you know, as these scenarios often do, if there's not a mechanic around and absolute stranger will come over and offer you their opinion.
Yep.
And, it was a bloke wearing a scarf, so already there were questions about what he might know about the engine of a vehicle. And he came over and said, oh, mate, it's definitely the starter motor. It's definitely the starter motor.
It's always the starter motor.
That was the headline we ran on the Batuta Advocate this morning. It's definitely the starter motor, says useless scarf-wearing beep who doesn't know beep.
Old scarfy scarf strikes again.
All right. Now, Gerald, you're entering this phase of your life where you're never going to have a clean backseat again.
Oh, Clancy? Get out. Yeah.
Yeah, that was from our lifestyle column this week. It was a local mum gives up hope of ever having a backseat of her car free from McDonald's chips after her kids discover Happy Meals. Local mother of three, actually, down there in Batuta Heights, was saying, when the last one graduates out of the baby seat, you know, that usually times well with them kind of coming off the breast milk, which means she's got a full car of kids who can speak and can recognize those golden arches in the distance and can emotionally blackmail her into visiting them.
And although she tries to turn around and go, we have food at home, it doesn't work.
I think kids try and hide chips down the side of the car too.
Yeah, for later.
For later. I mean, I'm not going to say any names, but my brother, His name's Keenan, and he did that.
And also, I mean, it's quite frightening when you're a kid, when you're in the shops and suddenly you turn around, you can't find mum.
But we
never thought that Scotty would be so concerned.
Yes, with all this talk of groceries and the price of groceries and shopping this week, you know, all the politicians have been asked if they can name the price of bread or the price of milk or the price of these RATs. And funnily enough, they can't because they live, you know, a different life to us, and people do that stuff for them. But it seems the Prime Minister, after having, you know, fallen on his sword at the Canberra Press Club and admitting that he doesn't know the price of a loaf of bread, therefore doesn't know the cost of living, he thought he'd go in there with Jenny just to have a look himself. So he went into Woolies and was actually enjoying the gist of it all, really. You get your own food, it doesn't get brought to you, you go get it, and then you take it to the counter and pay for it. He'd never actually seen that in action before. And that was all fun until he lost Jenny in, I think it was in the confectionery's aisle. And there was, I believe, a bit of a drama there. He accidentally held another woman's hand, thinking it was his wife's, and that only made things worse. By that stage, there were tears streaming, and he ran down to the concierge. Luckily, an old lady took him to the concierge, and they had to radio through for Jenny, and she, you know, she rushed there. Where were you? I was looking for you everywhere, and it was a beautiful reunion.
Mate, you've got a great picture too. Like you've, the picture is, it's uncanny of what a kid would look like lost at.
That ever happened to you in Rock Vegas?
No, mate. No. You never get lost in Rock Vegas. It's not that big. Actually.
Rhonda was always watching.
Nah, she was trying to lose me. She was leaving me at the shops.
If you don't have, you're not out front in 90 seconds, I'm leaving without you.
Oh gosh, I'll be there in 10. Don't worry. Hey, Clancy, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, mate. We'll talk to you same time, same place next week.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.